Did your mom say make sure you wear clean underwear in case you're in an accident? Yeah, that's foresight. How about logic? If you fall out of a tree and break your neck, don't come running to me. Even genetics. You're just like your father. So when we're looking for the right card to give mom on her day, we kind of consider, I hope you consider the message that you're going to give to her. Is it sweet? Is it humorous? Is it loving? Or is it even religious? And then depending on wherever you want to go with that, you get your card and your feelings, you select the card. Now, I have a few. Let's go to the first one. Is that it? Mom, you're the best. Thank you for all you do. Happy Mother's Day. It's a pretty generic card, right? Next one, Dan. May all the love you gave to us come back to you 100-fold on this special day. And here's my personal favorite, the next one. Mom, no matter what life throws at you, at least you don't have ugly children. That's my personal favorite there. But on a serious note, moms, this card or this video is for you. Amen. All right. I also have one more card that I want to share with you. This is a Mother's Day card sent straight from God. If you have your bulletins, you already have seen that card. You know, mothers have a very difficult job. I think it's more of a ministry than really a job. I mean, it's one of those things that is an everyday thing. And God doesn't bless you with motherhood and then leave you hanging out to dry. He really doesn't. He has given you His Word, the Scriptures, to encourage you, to help you, to bless you, to comfort you, and to give you direction. So I want to look at God's Mother's Day message to you. Pick out whatever verses you need as we go along because it's here for everybody. So let's look at God's Mother's Day message to you when you feel discouraged. Mom, have you ever been discouraged? Motherhood isn't for the weak or the faint-hearted, you know, it really isn't. Mothers need a lot of encouragement, and they need it daily, daily. So listen to what God writes on the inside of His Mother's Day card to you. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28. When you feel like giving up, moms, I just have one word for you. Don't. Don't. Why? Because God really does understand you. Isaiah 40, verse 28 says, "Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable." Or maybe you can identify with the next verse. "He gives power to the faint, and to those who have no might, He increases strength." So here's the word of encouragement from God. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. "They who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They'll mount up with wings like eagles. They'll run and not be weary. They'll walk and not faint." And then if you go to Isaiah 41, verse 10, one of my favorite verses of all, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. So, Mom, when you get discouraged, open up God's Mother's Day card and read his message to you, and then you can shout along with the Apostle Paul, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So if you're discouraged, God's your strength. And the Mother's Day message for you when you feel angry. Moms, have you ever gotten angry with your kids? That's a rhetorical question, I think. Because if you haven't, you need to be nominated for sainthood. Because each one of us has that problem. Listen to what God has written on his Mother's Day card to you. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26. Paul said, be angry and do not sin. Don't let the sun go down on your anger. Now, God doesn't say it's wrong to be angry. But he does say that you need to control your anger. And God has a message for you. Don't stay angry. Don't. That's what it says. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. You know, you can apply that to every area of life. Some husbands and wives need to stay up all night to get things straight. Moms, you may have to stay up all night, but you get it straight. You see, there's a purpose for anger. You're supposed to get angry over disobedience. You're supposed to get angry over lack of respect. If you didn't get angry over that and let it to happen or even encouraged it, you wouldn't be much of a mother. So deal with it. Turn it into a useful tool, not a destructive weapon. Paul says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you along with all malice, and be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ has forgiven you. In the book of Proverbs 15:1 says, a soft answer turns away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. Remember that the next time you get in a heated discussion. I'm not going to get angry. We just have heated discussions. You know that? So when you feel angry, Mom, open up God's Mother's Day card and read his message. Don't let your anger control you. Let God control your anger. So if you're angry, God is your refuge. Here's a Mother's Day message to you when you feel like you need help. Have you ever felt like you're in this motherhood business all by yourself? You don't have a lot of help. You may get a little help from your mother or your mother-in-law or even occasionally from your husband if you can pry him away from the TV set or the internet. Have to add that nowadays. Guilty as charged, by the way. Do you ever feel like you just need help? Do you? Listen to what God has written to you on his Mother's Day card. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. You see, your heavenly Father is always there to help. He's got a lot of experience in this area, and he's got some other helpful words of encouragement. Listen to Psalm 32:8. I will instruct you, and I will teach you in the way which you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. So, Mom, you're not alone. Psalm 46:1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord. So don't give up. Help's on the way. Wait on the Lord. Paul said, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So we need to wait on him. You still not convinced of that? Paul said in Galatians 6:9, let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due season we'll reap if we don't grow weary. God's not going to abandon us. He's not going to let us wander off by ourselves. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never abandon you. So if you need help, God is your defense. Here's another Mother's Day message to you when you feel like you're alone. You could have a house full of kids all wanting your attention at the same time and still feel alone. Be in a Walmart kids hanging all over the shopping carts, and you feel like you're alone. Open up God's Mother's Day card. See what he has to tell you. Listen to Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. God said, "Call on me, and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things that you do not know." Jesus said, "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you." See, sometimes all we really need is a hug from God, a reassurance that he's there. Remember when Jesus left earth, he said he was going to return. And he said, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the earth." You see, he never leaves us. You're not alone raising your kids. God hasn't abandoned you. So whenever you feel lonely, just open up God's Mother's Day card for you and know that he's just a prayer away. So if you feel alone, God's your comfort. Here's another Mother's Day message to you when you feel tired. I know sometimes the stay-at-home mom, if you're a stay-at-home mom, you might be asked the question, "Well, do you work?" Your first impulse is probably to punch him in the nose, but then you say, "No, I better not do that. I'll just laugh hysterically until I go in a closet and cry." You know, that kind of attitude. It's been said that if a mother were out in the business world, she'd be worth $150,000 a year. Wow. Because she's a combination taxi driver, judge, lawyer, chef, psychiatrist, teacher, preacher, doctor. And that's just a few of the things that a mom's do. So let me ask you again. Do you work? Yeah, good. That's probably why we're always so tired, right? Because you're working so hard. Open up God's Mother's Day card and see what he wrote for you. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that are labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." You're not going to find rest hiding in a closet. You're not going to find rest by locking yourself in the bathroom. That no rest there. You find rest in the Lord Jesus. Psalm 46:1 says, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." So, mom, when you get to the end of your rope, don't hang yourself. Because you can come to the Lord for that much deserved rest. So when you're tired, God is your rest. How about when you're worried? Of course, I don't know that you can show me a mother that never worries. I mean, moms worry. Worry's part of being a mother. So open up God's Mother's Day card. Paul said in Philippians 4, "Don't be worried about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." And then I love the next verse. "And the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." In the Bible, Peter said, "Cast all your cares upon him," because he cares for you. You see, moms have very broad shoulders, but they don't compare to the shoulders of our Heavenly Father. He's carried a lot more. You know, there's that old gospel song that says, "Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there." You don't have to worry. But I know you will. Because we're worry warts. We've got somebody to go to who is eagerly waiting for us to unload on him. I'm using today's terminology now. Don't deny him the privilege of carrying your burdens for you. He has sent you a Mother's Day card. He's written some personal messages for you. Take them home. Get alone. Take them to heart. Open them up when you need them most. And you'll find it all in his word. Remember, you're not alone in motherhood. You can count on your Heavenly Father to be actively raising your children with you. Let him be your parenting partner. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up your child in the way he should go, and when they're old, they will not depart from it." Oh, they may wander off along the path, but the Lord says, you train them right, and he'll bring them back to you. See, God has entrusted the human race to moms. They are the ones who brought us into this world. They're the ones who encourage us to grow and teach us about life. And then they send us out on our merry way to make our own way. Moms are a gift from God. Amen? They really are. Now, I know this message has been for mothers. primarily, but all of us can benefit from it. Guys, we can benefit from all of these things. Exodus 15:2 says, "The Lord is my strength and my song. He has given me the victory." Nehemiah 8:10 says, "Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." Wow. Are you discouraged? God's your strength. Are you angry? God is your refuge. Do you really need help? God is your defense. Do you feel alone? God is your comfort. If you're tired, God's your rest. Are you worried? God's your peace. Paul said that there are no temptations taken you, but such as is common. And God is faithful and will not allow you to be tested above what you are able, but will, with that temptation, make a way for you to escape, that you're able to do it, to endure it. It doesn't matter what you face. Our Heavenly Father is always there to help. If the world from you withholds of its silver and its gold, and you have to get along with meager fare, just remember in His Word how He feeds the little birds. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If your body suffers pain and your health you can't regain, and your soul is almost sinking in despair, Jesus knows the pain you feel. He can save and He can heal. Take your burden to the Lord. Leave it there. When your enemies assail and your heart begins to fail, don't forget that God in heaven answers prayer. He will make a way for you. He will safely lead you through. Take your burdens to the Lord. Leave them there. When your youthful days are gone and old age is stealing on and your body bends beneath the weight of care, He'll never leave you then. He'll go with you to the end. Take your burdens to the Lord. And what, folks? Leave them there. Happy Mother's Day. Let's pray. Father, we're grateful for this time together. We thank You for Your Word and all that it involves. Lord, I just pray that the Holy Spirit would minister specifically in our hearts today. Guide us, give us understanding and compassion and love. But more than that, Lord, if You have spoken to us, that we would do what You've told us to do. Guide us as we give our invitation. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand together.